Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
But first, with society starting to reopen, we'll be hearing from business owners and consumers around the country today on the show. But first, we sent our reporter Josh Crosby. He's down in the sunny southeast to hear about how the locals in Gorey in County Wexford are feeling about the easing of restrictions and finding out what they're most looking forward to doing.
I'm delighted. I'm about to go and pick my wedding dress.
Lovely.
Yes.
When's the big day?
June next year. Go forward for a while now. It's been booked for a while, so it's finally here. Delighted.
What else is on the cards?
We're not sure. Maybe a few cocktails at home later.
So what are you looking forward to doing?
Travelling. Getting out of Gardaí.
Where are you on for?
Mayo.
Could you go to Mayo a lot?
I've relations over there and she's been missing us. So yeah, going over to cousin.
Been a while.
Just a little bit, yeah.
How do you feel about society starting to reopen today?
I can't wait. I can't wait to get my hair done and my nails done and get a life back to normal a bit.
Have you been lucky enough to get an appointment early in the week? Or
Nails are tomorrow and I'm waiting for my hair until next Friday, so not too bad.
That's what you're most looking forward to, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
Have you any plans yourself? Are you looking forward to doing anything?
No, not really at the minute. I'm currently early pregnant, so I'm being careful. So no, not really at the minute. Yeah. Maybe pennies soon though. Trying to be extra careful because I live with my parents and stuff as well.
When's the due date?
Not till November, so a good while away.
The baby will be coming into a more normal world then.
And that's the plan, hopefully, yeah. A bit more relaxed anyway.
I think it's about time. It's been going on too long now and I think it's affecting people's mental health and, you know, the place needs to open up and we need to get on.
And yourself, what are you looking forward to getting back doing?
A bit of shopping, working normally, speaking to people, interacting with people normally.
Are you doing a bit of retail therapy now already?
I am, yeah. Eating too much as usual as well.
I've just had a haircut.
Looking dapper now.
Thank you very much. Sharp. So feeling good.
Were you a bit nervous going in there?
Or? Absolutely not. Everybody knows what they're doing now, so it's all grand. Perfect.
You were like myself, so it was coming down over the eyes, wasn't it?
It was. We've been keeping it going for tidy myself and the wife, but not as good as the real thing. So I'm delighted to see the lads getting a load of business and make sure you tip them.
What else are you looking forward to starting to do now again next week or this?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting my business reopened on the 2nd of June. So looking, and as well, like even just getting click and collect, like getting the kids new football boots and gum shields and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, it'll looking forward to a bit of normality.
All right, well, that was Josh talking to lots of people down in Gorey, seeing what they're doing. I'd love to know what you have planned. Are you getting your hair cut? Have you booked one of the coveted pennies appointments? 250,000 appointments they've given out. I can't believe it. Are you travelling beyond your county? So it seems to me there's such an air of optimism around today. I'm, of course, in for Andrea Gilligan. And don't worry about her, folks. She hasn't gone to the hospital or the doctor or the dentist. She's off getting her hair done. She got one of the first appointments. And I must say, I am doing exactly the same tomorrow. I cannot wait. I'm so glad we're on radio and not television. This week I've managed to book a hair appointment and my vaccine because, yes, I am that old. So I'm very, very excited about that. My husband went out on his 7 a.m. walk this morning and came back around to find his barber open. Walked in, no queue, 15 minutes. Fellas have it an awful lot easier, don't they? All right. Well, listen, let me know what you're doing. 1890 453 106, or you can text us here at 53106. And I'd love to hear. Now, first on the line, we have Helen in Ballyshannon. Now, Helen, I believe you've already got yourself a hair appointment, a bit like myself. You didn't hang about.
One of the first appointments in Rossano's in Ballyshannon. And I'm getting my hair done this morning by the lovely Claire, who has been doing my hair. I've been a customer now of Ross's for over 20 years and the service here is just excellent. The cleanliness, everything. I couldn't fault it. It was like coming to family this morning.
What are you going to get done? Are you getting, like me, everything on the menu, or are you kind of just getting the blow dry?
I'm getting everything on the menu. I'm getting the magic treatment, the grey disappearing.
Oh, is it?
I'm going to be a new woman when I go home to Charlie tonight.
You won't be recognised at all. And come here to me. Are you a little bit worried about maybe that they're a bit out of practice? You don't feel like a bit like a guinea
Not
pig?
Not one bit of me. Rossa has a staff here trained to the best and trained to the highest standard. So I'm not one bit worried about anything at all here. honest to God, it's just like going home. Everything's fantastic.
And
it really is.
How
an air of excitement here this morning.
Oh, really? You're in the salon at the moment. Yeah. What's it like?
Yes,
are you?
I am, yeah.
Is it nice and clean? Is everybody wearing masks? Are you happy enough that it's safe?
It is.
Go ahead.
So clean. Everybody is wearing masks. It is, and the staff are just cleaning as they go. It is just brilliant. I would have no worries about coming in at all. There's hand sanitizers. I would have no worries at all about coming back to the hairdressers.
And tell me, you weren't one of those then, Helen, that embraced the grey in lockdown, no?
No, I hated having the grey, but I just waited until the salon opened till I got my hair done again. I was just willing to wait.
All right. Now tell me, just tell me in confidence now, because we know that it's different for the fellas. So there's there'd be no fellas listening. I'll get a shock with this. What are you planning to spend today?
I would be planning to spend between 70 and 100 euros. Whatever it takes, I don't mind paying it. And if it was double that, I would pay it.
Well, of course,
the service, the cleanliness and everything here.
You'd have saved all the money in lockdown for not getting your hair done.
Course,
so yeah, so you're all right about
I
that.
Of course I did. I put it away every week. Well, but I really miss now. I miss coming in here and I miss the crack and the excitement and everything. There's always great crack here.
Oh, and you'll get your nice cup of tea while you're sitting there. And do you know what?
Well, no cup of tea now.
Oh, you can't have. Oh,
yeah.
I see. All
no,
right.
No
okay,
tea.
You'll have to wait till afterwards. All right. Well, listen, 70 euros sounds like a bargain for the treatment you're about to have. So do you know what? I'm feeling a bit generous because I'm only here for the day that's in it. I'm going to give you the 70 euros. Rose Helen, from courtesy of Lunchtime Live here on News Talk. So how about that?
Thank you very much. Oh my God, that's brilliant. Thank you very, very much.
Have a wonderful time.
Oh my God, that is so exciting.
We're delighted. We're delighted. You got in there early. You're the early bird. You're going to get the worm and you're going to get 70 quid from News Talk. All right.
Big thank you to Rossa, Claire, Orla and all the staff here and the manager, Elaine. All the staff here for how well they take care of me and have taken care of me over the years. And indeed, Rosemary Ross's wife has always been very, very good to me. So
fantastic.
Thank you, Rossa, and thank you, all the staff.
All right. Well, OK, listen, you'll have to wear a name badge now so everybody recognises you when you come out of there. you'll be a new woman, Helen. And the very best of luck and enjoy it. All right. Now, we have also on the line, we have Brendan from Dublin. Brendan, what are you doing today?
Sinead, so I'm laughing there at Helen. She's very excited now because we have my daughter learned how to cut all our hair, the six of us here, young adults, so women and men, and she learned and has been doing a great job. Everybody thinks we've been sneaking out to secret barbers and hairdressers.
So, okay.
So no money passing hands there. And I literally had my first vaccination last night down in the Aviva Stadium. It was an amazing sight just to see the people, snaking in. Just was, yeah, and funny, I'm a little bit under the weather, not much, but just, they told us to expect that. But I'm glad to be on that road in terms of just solidarity.
Good. So you're vaccined up. That's fantastic. And how did you find that whole process, yeah. Brendan?
I thought it was straightforward. If I'd had my choice, I wouldn't have gone for AstraZeneca. I'd much prefer the Pfizer. I'm not a big fan of AstraZeneca and their ethical, the way they set up their vaccination.
Well, look, the first one in your arm is the important one.
It's in my arm, yeah.
Tell me what you're doing today now that you're looking most forward to returning.
After we finish this call, I'm heading down to University Church in Stephen's Green and I'm going to go to Mass in Cardinal Newman's old church there, and very much looking forward to that.
Lovely.
It'll be just great. And funny, I do a bit of stewarding as well. Before when we were last out of the lockdown, I help in two parishes just to help with the whole COVID thing. And
okay.
I love doing it because it's a real welcoming thing. But for loads of us, it's not just about getting back together with the others, which is great, because like. You can do that in a concert, and I'd be looking forward to when Taylor Swift and Elbow come here. I'll be in the queue,
right.
But with Mass, it's like it's like the difference between doing an online date and a real date.
Okay.
And there is just no comparison.
Right. Okay. Your date with God.
Absolutely, because and like as Catholics, we believe that Jesus is really present there. Mm-hmm. So that's a big, like, I'm a man of science, and so I my belief is that God, everywhere there is existence, God is there in a real way. But it's we believe the Eucharist is on a different level, and
okay,
it would be great. And I hope we don't ever have to go into this lockdown again.
Oh, you know, listen, Brendan,
this is an essential.
You're speaking to the converted here, and there isn't a single person listening who ever wants to be back down in that again. So let's hope that this one works. Tell me, were you doing the masses over Zoom during lockdown?
Yes, we were. We were visiting the churches, and it'll be good to get back to confession as well. I think I find that a great sacrament for just refocusing yourself, and I think it helps the other people who are in my life when I do that. So, I hope we never go there. I'd love if in the future, Shin, I hope we never have to go back into lockdown again.
I know.
If we ever do, I hope they look upon, you know, people of faith and as essential. Okay. And as people who are suffering in mental health,
lots and lots of people in the same boat as yourself, and they will be absolutely looking forward to getting back to services and celebrations and all of that. 50, I believe, are allowed in the church now, so hopefully that'll allow for social distancing. Most churches are well able for that. Brendan, thank you very much for telling us about what you're looking forward to, and I hope that goes well for you today. Now, we're also joined on the line by Noel, also from Dublin. Noel, what are you most looking forward to now?
Nothing as important as everyone else seems to be looking forward to. I just miss Astro. I play Astro football.
That's important.
Nights a week.
Yeah, okay.
And they were putting in the text line there this morning, and I said to myself, I'd text in and say, I miss the Astro. And that's it.
And tell us a little bit about how you play and what you play. Is it five-a-side or...?
Oh, it's five-a-side one night a week and nine-a-side another night a week, so...
Oh, right. So you're very fit now. You're a young fella, are you?
I haven't got that far now. I'm 57 and I'm not very fit at all.
You're 57. Well, you must be fit enough to do that twice a week now. Have you booked in for the vaccine?
I booked in over the weekend.
Yeah.
Please God, that's in hand.
You'll get to, you and me both, I managed to book an appointment as well. I'm delighted now. So we're waiting on the text.
Fairly simple, I thought, now, to be honest.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that'll be something you're looking forward to. So the five aside and the nine aside, is one of them up today?
One's on, the five aside's back tonight. The nine aside's not back till tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And what? And is there a fee for that, or do you pay for it?
I have fiver each. That's what I was telling on the text. I was joking. Everyone was looking for a couple of £100 to fill up their car and go on holiday. looking for a fiver to play fiver.
Well, do you know what? Do you know what it is, Noel? You're very welcome. We're going to give you the fiver for the next few weeks, five aside, and help contribute to your ongoing return to that and your fitness. So let's say, I don't know, what do we say? 25 quid. How about that?
Thanks very much.
All right. We'll send that to you. Stay on and we'll see how you get on. And hopefully now, are all the other team going now? Is everybody signed up for it?
Oh, everyone's, sure. The problem's trying to keep the numbers down. It's about to keep the numbers up now.
Yeah. Yeah. Did anyone fall off during COVID? Were you worried about maybe they're not returning?
No.
And whereabouts do you play?
Play in Selbridge tonight.
Selbridge.
And then Luke and next Wednesday week.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. Well, listen, the very best of luck with it. All right. And we'll pop you off that few bob, and maybe that'll just help to pay for it for the next few weeks. All
you're
right.
You're an elf.
You're very good. Isn't it a lovely, optimistic day? I'm really enjoying the show today now, so far. Now, we also have Breda on the line. Breda, you're very welcome along to Lunchtime Live today. Let me know.
Thank you so much.
What are you looking forward to?
I am really looking forward to making my first hair appointment in over a year, because exactly a year ago I was diagnosed with breast cancer, just as lockdown began. So, normally I have very short hair and I keep it very short, and, you know, I try and get it done because it's short and straight, so I have to get it done regularly.
Okay.
So I'm afraid breast cancer came. And I spent the year going through treatment, which I just finished in February. I had radiotherapy. And now today, I have just made an appointment to get my hair styled and done for the first time since Christmas 12 months, really.
And tell me, in terms of the treatment, Breida, did you find, was your hair affected? Did you have chemo?
I did have chemo and it was affected. I did wear this wonderful thing called a cold cap.
Yes, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Like a, yeah, an ice helmet on your head, which was wonderful. But I did lose some of my hair. I had lots of patchy bits and bald bits. Mm. I certainly wouldn't go out without my hat on or my cap on. So now it's fully grown back and I was worried in case I came back grey, but I didn't. I came back nice and curly for the time in my life.
I was going to ask you that because you hear about cancer survivors and the texture of their hair changes. They get back different hair than they started with. So you've gone from straight to curly. What are you hoping your hairdresser will do for you now today or when you get in?
This is what I don't know. I'm going to go in. I'm so happy to be going and so happy to be in a position and well enough to go. I'm going to say, I leave it in your hands. And you look, I think, and you me for 2021 and for all I've been through.
Well, that is wonderful. And listen, I hope you get an early appointment and I hope that goes well for you. It'll be just so nice, I suppose, just to have it styled and the bit of fuss and kind of over you and the treatment and all of that. Now, one thing that isn't open yet, but is due to open next month are the hotels, the B&Bs. Have you any holidays planned for the summer?
No. Again, I haven't. I'm originally from the west of Ireland and I haven't been there for over a year as well. So maybe try and get home, as I call it, for a while.
All right. Well, listen, courtesy of Lunchtime Live here on News Talk, we're going to pop you off €100 to book a hotel when they open in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
And I
so
hope you
much.
Pick somewhere now lovely and luxurious and things are handed to you and pillows plumped and wine served and all of that. So thank you, Breida.
I'm looking forward already.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Best of luck with all of that today. And thanks to Breida, Brendan, Noel and Helen for joining us on the line today.
I'm delighted for everybody and especially the baldy headed men going in for a haircut.
And why is it important for the baldy headed men?
Well, I suppose the little bit that they do have, they like to have it nice.
I'm pretty bald and I would agree with you. It's nice to have a little bit of a shave, get it sorted.
Yes, or if not, just use Mr. Sheen.
And will you get to church today?
No, I won't be at the church. No, not today anyway.
My name is Pat Jordan. I have a salon here on James's Terrace. It's called Salon Kaloo, so we're open today, very excited. Getting the coffee in for the team.
So you're absolutely thrilled?
Yes, absolutely thrilled to be back, yeah.
And
good.
Your customers also must be delighted.
Oh, absolutely. And so many lovely texts from people and people sending flowers and everything. It's just so nice. A little bit of normality again.
And what time is your first appointment?
9 o'clock.
So it was 9 this morning?
Yes. So all good.
And a big grin on your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Liam from the Grafton Barber and Malloy.
Liam, there's a queue outside your store, outside your barber shop. Yep. How's it going?
Yeah, going pretty well. Everyone's been fairly patient and we're moving people along as best we can. So long as the rain stays off, is not too bad.
So you're pretty relieved, if anything?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, all going well.
How do you feel about the great reopening today?
I'm delighted that it has happened. It brings a bit of joy to the locality and the area. And I'm sure it's a better situation to be in than what we have gone through in the last 4 months.
Will you be going to church?
I will, yes. Most questionably spring in their steps. And it's probably greater today than it has been over the past week. But it's been good since the announcements came out as to where we would be.
This click and collect thing, I'm not bothered about that at all.
I
feel sorry for the poor hairdressers, so because I think there's been an awful lot of black market hairdressers. I don't see, I mean, if I want to pray to my God, I can pray at home. I don't need to go to church and endanger anyone to do that.
Duncan Smith, Labour Party TD for Dublin Fingal. I'm out and about in Malahide this morning after just getting my long-awaited haircut and swords. And I have to say the atmosphere in both towns is really good, really positive. I think people are happy to be out and about in their local communities, being able to mix, being able to spend a few bob in their local shops. And hopefully the shops will stay open and things can recover properly.
And your haircut's pretty slick, by the way.
Thank you very much. Well, that's the work of Vinnie and Platinum Barbers and Swords. So I'm very happy with him and I've missed him dearly.
And that was our reporter Henry McKean out speaking to the people in the north side of Dublin town of Malahide to get a reaction from the barbers, the salons, the click and collect and all of the other things that are reopening. So we said we'd promise you some callers who are doing exactly those things now today. Angela's on the line from Mayo. Angela, what are you planning now that things are beginning to open up?
Hi, Sinead. I have promised, it was my 13-year-old daughter's birthday 2 weeks ago, and I promised a day out, and all she wanted was pennies.
Ah, pennies.
Yep. So I felt like I was actually booking All-Ireland tickets last Friday afternoon, trying to stay on their website, our tickets for a concert, to make sure I got slots
and did
at
you?
The same time. Yes, I have her and her two friends, and of course one for myself, but they're not going to know me. They're going to disown me on the day. But we've got the same time in the same shop, so they're delighted.
Fantastic.
So they're going in before everybody else.
What branch are you going to bring them to?
So we are Ballina. It was either Castlebar or Ballina, but they prefer Ballina. So we were very lucky and we got Ballina. So they're delighted.
Lovely. And now, what kind of things are they looking forward to being able to buy? Because, of course, pennies wasn't online. They didn't have an online store during lockdown.
Yeah, such a shame. Yeah. Well, it is as simple as fluffy socks, hair accessories, handbags, all the summer gear. There was actually a drama last night because their group call had to happen because one of them decided that it was coming into summer and you couldn't get fluffy socks in pennies over summer, so this is their latest worry.
Isn't it wonderful to have those worries? They're exactly the worries they should be having. What age group are they?
Oh, 12 and 13.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. They know their own mind. They'll be going for the bit of the glittery makeup and all the frou-frou and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, and 45 minutes is not enough time for them. That's their other problem.
Well, that's the thing now. So how does that work? You're allowed kind of browse for 45 minutes and then leg it to the till. Is that it?
That's exactly it. And then you have 15 minutes to get through the till. Now, I think it's only 100 people in the shop at the time.
Okay.
So probably the tills should be fine, but they will still be. I'll be going around after them going, can you get out? Can you hurry up, please?
You'll be the bag
they
carrier.
I will actually. I'll need two cars for all the bags, they're telling me, that's coming up.
Oh, my goodness. How much do you think? Have they got their money saved up? What will they be spending?
Oh, well, my daughter found a voucher that she forgot she had last night. And this is like heaven. This is €25 on top of that. She had limited herself to 50 and now it's gone to 25 extra. And maybe then we'll go more on the day, or it's going to be a conversation all week.
It will. Well, do you know what? That it's such a good news story. Let me add to that joy and let me give your daughter and her friends €100 towards their pennies trip.
Thank you.
And listen, Mammy gets to pick up something now for herself with that as well, all right?
I have two other children and they have given me lists already because they don't get to go. So Mammy will be picking up. Okay. Thank you so much.
Angela, enjoy that on behalf of Lunchtime Live here on News Talk, and spend it well. My goodness, 100 quid will go a long way in pennies. Let's hope they haven't jacked up all the prices since they've been in lockdown. Now, also on the phone, we have Jill. Jill is on the line from Dublin. Jill, what are you looking forward to now today?
Well, one aspect of the lockdown has been the disadvantage, I think, to children with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, yeah, pennies is on the list. All right, for my two girls are twins and one of them had half a brain removed. So the lockdown's been particularly hard on her with not being able to go anywhere. Like, our local playground has, like, a swing and a roundabout, and that's it. So the others are up the climbing frames, and they're having great crack. And it's been so hard to find anything, and other kids are booking summer camps and things like that, and we have to just scroll on because there's nothing there either for the child with special needs. So we made a pact that we'd get a pass for Airfield in Dundrum.
For Airfield, so they can go and that's, I've been to that so many times. It's a beautiful place. They can go and see the animals, and there are herbs and flowers growing and a lovely walkway. Isn't that right?
And there's little play areas too. Like, this child that had half her brain removed is only one working hand, so on a visual impairment. So she's your normal child to talk to. Nobody would actually know. They usually have their jaws drop. And she says, I've had half my brain removed and I'm nine. Like, so she can go and play now in the play areas there. There's little, you know, we throw the hoops on the frames and score it and go around to see the animals and literally run around the place and be free and sit and have a coffee and things like that, where it's very difficult to have that enjoyment in a playground where there's nothing really there for her.
Indeed.
And all this was closed down. And it helps immensely with meltdowns and things like that.
Of course.
Said to her, like, as soon as that opens, I'll get you a pass and we can go every week in the summer.
All right. Well, listen, what age are they?
They just turned 9 there 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And what are their names?
Emily and Megan Hyland.
Emily and Megan. Okay, well, Jill, Emily and Megan are, you're going to get €40 to help cover the cost of getting Emily and Megan into Airfield. And I hope that you have many, many trips over the summer to go there, because it really is a beautiful place. So I hope you enjoy that. And that is courtesy of Lunchtime Live today here on News Talk. Now, we have Carmel on the line. Carmel's from Edenderry. What are you looking forward to, Carmel?
Well, the thing we're looking forward to most is to being able to hug our granddaughters and our daughter in Maynooth.
When was the last time that you saw them?
Well, we saw them on St. Stephen's Day, but we weren't able to have a hug since last March.
No, it's been terribly difficult, hasn't it? Yeah. And did you have the window visits and the waving in and the Zooms and all that?
Oh, they did. They're terrific. They're just great. But of course, we're in Edenderry, which is in Offaly, and they're in Maynooth, which is in Kildare. So when there was no inter-county travel, we couldn't see each other at all except on Skype.
And will you go to them or will they come to you, Carmel?
Probably we'll go to them because we can't wait.
And tell me now, what? So you'll give them a hug. That's the bit you're looking forward to, right?
Yeah.
And will there be lots of catching up to do? What age are they? Ages are they?
Well, we keep in touch on WhatsApp and Skype.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So we do know what they've been doing, but it's just the presence of being one-to-one. That's the biggest thing we're looking forward to.
I know. And just having that space with them. And tell me,
Are
you all vaccinated up now? And
well, we will both have had our first shot tomorrow.
Okay.
But of course, they won't have had any vaccinations. And it's not until, as far as I know, we'll both have had AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, until you've had both vaccinations, you're not supposed to be with people who are unvaccinated. So it's a bit of a hold on a little bit.
You'll have to wait and see. All right. And listen to me, in terms then of what you're going to say to them and, you know, when you see them face to face, because it's not the same on a screen, is it really?
No, but you won't have to say anything. Just the hugs will say it all.
Yeah. All right. And so you're planning on doing that. That'll be absolutely wonderful. Are they excited? Do they know you're on the way?
Oh, no, they absolutely know. They're dying to see us as well. Absolutely. They're dying to see each other.
Right. Okay.
Oh,
and will you be bringing a little treat with them? A couple of sweets?
More than likely.
Will you? Bit of cake?
Well, more than likely, we'd take them out for a treat.
Will you? Right. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that sounds,
take them out to lunch.
Well, I hope now you can get a takeaway lunch and you'll maybe go. Are they near a park or something like that maybe you can go and bring them to? Oh, that'll be wonderful. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Carmel, I wish you the very best of luck with that. I'd say you cannot wait. listen, before they fire me for bankrupting the station, I'm going to give you €50 to treat your grandchildren. All right. We're going
Thank
to send you,
so you
that
much.
And you can take them out and get them a nice treat and a bun and you can blame it on us. So don't be listening to Mammy and Daddy saying they can't have this and they shouldn't have that. All the sugar is really what I'm recommending here, Carmel. It's easily known I don't have to look after them afterwards. Listen, have a wonderful time and enjoy that time. And I'm sure for grandparents everywhere, that is the one thing they cannot. They don't want stuff. They don't want the things. They don't want the shoes. They don't want the trips to Pennies. They just want to be able to see grandchildren. So I hope that you get to do that. So my thanks. I feel like an unseasonal Santa today. So they definitely won't have me in again. My thanks to everybody for joining us on the show today and for listening to the show. You can listen back to anything you've missed on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.